Spring is coming upon us. Spring cleaning, getting the yard in shape. Sometimes we also decide, you know, we want to change up our home, renovate it. And someone here to help us is Matt Blashaw, who is a home improvement expert, licensed contractor, as well as host of television shows such as Professional Grade, Yard Crashers, and Vacation House for Free. Matt, good morning. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning, Bruce. Thank you.
Well, let's see. It's one thing to start. It's another thing to finish our renovation. So let's get us at the beginning. How do we kind of know where to start, how much to bite off before we have too much when we're making our plans for this?
Yeah, it's so much to think about. And you know, really, when you move into a house, you want to do everything. You want to do kitchens and bathrooms, and that can just explode a budget. So what I think is just pick one spot to renovate. Just pick one spot. And then put the numbers down on paper. Make sure that you have numbers from three different contractors, and then you know what you're dealing with. And I suggest getting a personal loan. SoFi is a great company to go with. They will give you a personal loan up to $100,000, easy to apply, and you will have a fixed rate rather than putting it on a bunch of credit cards that will rack up an interest rate over time. You'll know exactly what you're getting into in terms of money.
When you're speaking of money, then how do we kind of dispense that? If we have someone that we hire, how do we know how much to give them up front and along the way? How does that always work in the contract business?
You always want to just start with a little bit of a deposit. I typically do a third, a third, a third. So a third up front as your deposit. Then you want to do another third during maybe like halfway during the renovation, and make sure that they're not paid until everything is done, the stamp of approval from the city and the permit. So you want to make sure that you're putting those payments over time and not too much up front.
That permit stuff is interesting. I guess you want to make sure that they have that, right? You can't really assume everything is going right. How much control do you have to sort of be your own general contractor with them?
Pull your permit. And so as a realtor, I run into this situation all the time. People are not pulling permits, and we get into escrow, and they say, is that permitted? If it's not, if it's not permitted, even though that work is done right, they automatically think it's not done correctly. So spend the extra money, even if you're doing it yourself. Pull that permit, get it stamped, and that's just going to add to your home's value.
Is there some kind of community standard that you need a permit for this but not for that? How does that work?
Well, typically, if you're relocating electrical, relocating plumbing, anything structural, so if you have, you know, typically a $15,000 to $20,000 renovation, you're going to want to pull a permit. If you're just changing and painting and doing some light refinishes, you don't necessarily need to pull a permit. But go down to the city and ask them before you start.
Let's talk about some places we always think of: the kitchen, the bathroom. Where is some maybe overlooked space that we could renovate that would be interesting to do?
Yeah, to add value. Well, SoFi survey found that an open kitchen is at the top of people's wish list, and then it's followed by more square footage. But one space that people don't think about is the backyard. And when I tour my buyers through houses and we're looking through the house, everything is great. If I go into a backyard that's done right, it has a nice little fire pit, a table, a place to relax, it seals the deal. It's almost the cherry on top. So think about that backyard space when you're going to put more money into your renovation.
What seems to be for you in recent times people are looking towards renovating, or the trend or thing that they've seen on YouTube or Instagram that they really want to have? Where does that go?
They always want, well, I think a kitchen is something that is always going to add value to a house. They want an open floor plan. And so, you know, think about the finishes there. Think about the countertop. Really appliances that are really nice are tend to be trending. That's what people look for. And then a nice lighting fixture. So I think people in the kitchen, they zero in on, and then the master bathroom, of course. But don't spend money on durability that you don't need. So a little money-saving tip that you can do is maybe do the high-end cabinets when you're in the kitchen. You know, that's going to give you more durability. But in spaces that you don't use all the time, like maybe like the guest bathroom or the laundry room, buy more builder-grade cabinets. That's going to save you a ton of money.
That just takes planning, I guess, in a sense, because sometimes you see it and you start drooling and think, that looks beautiful, I'd like it everywhere. But then, as you say, you kind of figure out where your budget fits the most.
Exactly. So yeah, a SoFi survey found that people would spend about 11 to 20 grand on a renovation. Okay, that's when done right. But the one problem people get into is that all of a sudden they said, okay, well, I'm just going to start. and they're not going to write their numbers down. They're not going to see how much the actual cost comes to architectural permits. And then all of a sudden, if you're doing change orders through the whole process, I've seen budgets go from $20,000 to $50,000 really fast. So write your numbers now down, get all the bids up front, and then you know exactly what you're getting into. That's the most important thing, and that's going to lead to so much stress down the line if you don't have those things in place.
Right. And the sooner the better, because this is the time when people start and those businesses get busy, and you want to be sure you're first on their list and you're not waiting until the fall to get something you thought you'd get done for the summertime. We appreciate your time, Matt. If people want to find out more about some of the things you talked about or get some details on that survey, where's a good place to go for that?
Go to SoFi.com. They got home loan products, personal loan products. Then also they have this great thing. It's called a construction calculator. So you can go on, put in your zip code, to talk about the scope of renovation, and it gives you a detailed budget of what you're going to spend.
Sounds great. Matt, we appreciate your time. Thanks for sharing this morning.
Thank you, Bruce.